Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Leaving behind old ways of thinking about and doing things for new ways can be difficult and unsettling, but it also can be very beneficial. Here's an example from the Bible. Hagar was a slave serving Abraham and his wife, Sarah. Sarah couldn't have children, so she and Abraham agreed he'd have a child with Hagar, a common practice in those days. But some years later, Abraham and Sarah did have a child together, and Sarah no longer wanted Hagar and her son around. Abraham sent them away, although he wasn't happy about it. Yet he had an abiding conviction they'd be taken care of, that good was in store for them. Hagar wasn't so sure, to put it mildly. She was suddenly tossed out of the life she knew and the good it provided, and things looked bleak when she and her son ran out of water. She had no choice but to change her ways, to rely on God and the power of good we associate with God. And she felt that power, and through it discovered a well of water. She and her son continued to be taken care of. It's interesting to note that this wasn't Hagar's first encounter with God. Earlier, she was the first person recorded to name God, saying, "Thou God seest me." May we today follow Hagar's example, leaving behind conventional human ways of thinking and acting, and instead finding the power of God, good, leading us into new ways that benefit us and others, and let us know that, indeed, God sees us. Amen.